the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hey, thanks a lot for listening. It's the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert of your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, and I'm Joe Galewski. Thank you for listening today. To reach us on the email, it's udocs@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com. Got a phone? Use it. 877-711-5211. Coming up at 20 after the hour in this hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our toxicologist, the latest information on arsenic and chicken, air pollution linked to a diabetes risk. Find out where. And there's a nitrate alert about the drinking water in the Midwest. That's Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 20 after the hour.
And he's going to tell us what we should know to protect ourselves. How do we know that we don't have that nitrate in it? How do we know on some of the other things? What do we do about the arsenic in chicken? Do we just not have it? What do we do about it?
We're going to find out. He's going to tell us what to do about it at 20 after the hour. So then we'll all know. And then there's Straight Talk from the Docs at 35 past the hour in this hour with Dr. Arthur Perry. Do you have a game plan today?
We do. We're going to talk about sunblocks and the fact that some of them are toxic and some are very safe. Which should you have? Then we're also going to talk about cosmetic surgery in dogs. Obi got a tummy tuck. Is that totally outrageous?
Yes.
And
you need Dr. Perry to talk about that?
Well, you and I can do that, but we ought to have an expert talk about it.
I guess, yeah.
And the third one is there's a new filler got approved by the FDA. Should you ask your doctor about it, or is this just more high-priced stuff that you can get a lower-priced version of that works just as well? So Arthur's going to give us his take on this new filler.
All right, sounds good. Straight Talk from the Docs. 35 past the hour. Lab-made bone replacements are moving closer. Mike, what do you know about that?
Well, this is really interesting. This is from skin stem cells. And the reason I put this in is there are two important studies. One is this one, and one is a new trachea. So cartilage, a new trachea in a two-year-old girl who had a tumor. They made a new trachea, and she's doing great with it. And so this one was a experiment to look at bones. Can you grow bones without them turning into cancer? That is, can you redo stem cells? And obviously part of the problem is if you don't control the growth, the bone might grow too big. How do you regulate the size of the bone? How do you make sure it's the right bone? How do you make sure it doesn't develop cancer? Well, we're getting really close on all of these. So my guess is within 3 years, we're going to see regular replacement of every cartilage in a structure such as your ears, your external ears. You know, if some guy, some boxer happens to bite ears off, you'll mm-hmm. be able to get a replacement that'll look just as good or better. We'll be able to replace bones with your own bones. And we'll be able to replace, the anterior cruciate ligament and cartilage on your kneecap and hip. I don't know that we'll get the cartilage that's on the surface that prevents you needing a hip replacement or a knee replacement, but maybe, just maybe, we'll get that in the 3 to 5 year period.
Now, for the replacement ear, hearing wouldn't be affected?
Well, this is the external ear, obviously.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
no, hearing wouldn't be affected. It might be able to make it better.
Mm. Okay. Not too far away, 3 years or so. That's pretty interesting. Long-term risk of antidepressants. What are the long-term risks on these things?
Well, this is really interesting. You know, when the FDA approves a drug, it does it with usually studies at most over 6 month time frame. That is, it's really hard to insist on a company testing something for 12 years before it gets approved. So it's a 6 month and looking for how good is the data and does it show any toxicity. But if people take them for 12 or 20 or 40 years in this case, some people have been on antidepressants now that have been on the market for 40 years. And the question is, how do we study side effects? And one of the ways we're going to is what they call big data. So everyone at the Cleveland Clinic who's on a drug and who agrees to it gets followed forever, and then they will essentially be able to correlate whether some of the long-term drugs and what conditions, what predispositions might lead to some side effects. Now, with antidepressants, remember, there's a sizable increased risk of suicide in people who are depressed, someplace between 2 and 12%. So if you're on an antidepressant, don't worry about the side effects unless you have one. And if you do have one, and usually they're weight gain and sexual side effects, meaning lack of sexual satisfaction from some of them, you can get different drugs that increase sexual satisfaction. So talk to your physician about it. But at least in this case, don't stop suddenly and not get, if you will, professional advice, because that could increase your risk of suicide. So there's a basic rule: never stop a drug without talking to your physician. Part of that is because there are often rebound effects where they go higher. So for example, if you've been taking a statin drug and you stop statins, all of a sudden you'll increase your risk of a heart attack. It won't just stay where it was beforehand. It'll be a rebound increase. So you've got to taper off of that drug.
Is that for everybody? Everybody who takes a statin, everybody who just stops it, abruptly will have that risk?
Yes.
Okay. What is the pressure on the medical community when prescribing antidepressants for people? There must be a lot of pressure to make sure that things go right.
Say it again.
I'm just saying, when doctors prescribe antidepressants, right?
Right.
There's got to be a lot of pressure on doctors to make sure that, you know, side effects, when you mention there's a possibility of somebody commit suicide, there's a lot of pressure on doctors prescribing these things to prevent those kind of things from happening. They're absolutely sure, right, that no real major repercussions can occur when they prescribe antidepressants.
Well, you know, the risk and benefit ratio is what we take into account. So, for example, let me just do one that's easy and top of mind on vaccinations. When you say, when you recommend a childhood vaccination regimen or a vaccination for an adult to get flu vaccine, you want to make sure that the benefits are going to outweigh the risks. In the case of the flu vaccine or children vaccinations, they aren't absolutely safe. There are side effects, but the benefits are 40,000 times greater. That is, the chance of having a serious event or dying with the set of childhood vaccines is 1/40,000th than the chance of having a serious side effect or dying from one of the diseases that they prevent.
That's pretty low.
Yeah, so that's why it isn't that something is absolutely safe. We don't have any drugs. We don't have anything that's absolutely safe. I mean, even if you eat melon, right, you could get a food contamination, and you could get serious food, if you will, borne illness. So nothing is absolutely safe that we do, but the risks, the benefit have to outweigh the risks.
Okay. I think before we go to Dr. Ginsberg, we can fit one more topic in before the break. And how about treating eye allergy symptoms? How would you do that?
Well, this is interesting. The key is preventing yourself from getting the pollen or whatever is causing the allergy in your eye, if you will, beforehand. And if you can't do that, and obviously some of us can't do that, meaning you've got to go outside and you'll get things get blown in your face. So, and it's very common. Between 1/3 and 1/4 of all the U.S. population has it. So what you want to do is wash your eyes out. Don't rub them. And if you will, try and wear protective goggles or glasses. And if there's a high pollen day, try and avoid going out in that. And one of the crazy things is I often see people with eye allergies have the windows open on their car. No, use air conditioning. Use a filter in your air conditioning. Change the filter. Make sure they change the filter on the air conditioning in your car. And then before the season starts or right now, and then when you go out, close the windows.
Yep. You at the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.